请翻到马太福音第二十四章。
Please open your Bible to Matthew chapter 24.
第三十二节。
Verse 32.
你们可以从无花果树学个比方，当树枝发嫩长叶的时候，你们就知道夏天近了。
Now learn this lesson from the fig tree. As soon as its twigs get tender and its leaves come out, you know that summer is near.
这样你们看见这一切的事，也该知道人子近了，正在门口了。
Even so, when you see all these things, you know that it is near, right at the door.
我们再来看路加福音第二十一章。
Let's again look at Luke chapter 21.
第二十节
，Verse 20。
你们看见耶路撒冷被兵围困，就可知道它成荒场的日子近了。
When you see Jerusalem being surrounded by armies, you will know that its desolation is near.
那时在犹太的应当逃到山上。
Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains.
在城里的应当出来。
Let those in the city get out.
在乡下的不要进城。
And let those in the country not enter the city.
因为这是报应的日子。
For this is the time of punishment.
是经上所记的都得应验。
In fulfillment of all that has been written.
当那些日子，怀孕的和奶孩子的有祸了。
How dreadful it will be in those days for pregnant women and nursing mothers.
因为将有大灾难降在这地方，也有震怒临到这百姓。
There will be great distress in the land and wrath against this people.
他们要倒在刀下，又被掳到各国去。
They will fall by the sword and will be taken as prisoners to all the nations.
耶路撒冷要被外邦人践踏，直到外邦人的日期满了。
Jerusalem will be trampled on by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled.
我们知道这次主愿意的话，我们一同来看圣经中的末世预言。
Lord willing, today we'll.Look together at the prophecies about the end time in the Bible.
那么我们这次主要的是重新的来看它，所以叫做再思。
And we're reviewing it again, therefore I call it rethinking.
那么当我们来看这个题目的时候
，When we look at this topic,
我们要问一个问题。
We'd like to ask a question.
就是主曾经三次在启示录最后一章说：“我必快来。”
The Lord said three times.At the last chapter of Revelation, that he will come soon.
那为什么到现在他还没有来呢
？Why he's not here yet?
那么圣经学者告诉我们说
，The Bible scholars tells us.
原来那句话的意思是说，我们的主一旦动身了，他很快就来到。
The meaning of that sentence is that once he starts his journey, he will be here very soon.
所以证明说，两千年来教会没有准备好。
It proves that for the last 2,000 years, the church is not ready.
不能够没有准备整齐。
The bride is not ready.
所以我们的主一直要动身，没有动身。
Therefore, our Lord has not started on his journey.
两千年来，教会随时都可以准备好。
In the 2,000 years, any time the church could be ready.
两千年来，随时主都可以动身。
In the 2,000 years, any time the Lord could have started his journey.
但是现在我们要问，我们要等到什么时候呢？
But now we'd like to ask, how long do we have to wait?
刚才我们唱这首诗歌是想讲到我们怎么样想念主回来。
This hymn that we just sang talk about how we long for the return of the Lord.
心腹当然希望怀想念终于能和新郎走到地毯那一段的日子。
Of course, the bride longs for the time to be united with the bride, with the groom.
我想新郎随时都要准备动身。
I think the groom is ready to leave any time.
所以我们知道说主回来，他也许比我们更着急。
We know that the Lord is even more anxious than us to come back.
他第一个世纪就可以回来。
He could have returned in the first century.
第二个世纪也可以回来。
Or the second century.
现在经过了二十一个世纪。
But 21 centuries have passed.
主还是没有回来。
The Lord is still not here.
所以是不是我们的主迟延了呢
？Is he delaying?
没有。
No.
如果我明白神的旨意，就知道说。
If we know God's will,
只有心腹装饰整齐，我们的主就来到。
Only when the bride is ready, then our Lord will come.
所以主的来到
So the coming of the Lord
和心腹有没有装饰整齐很有关系。
Is very much related to whether the bride is ready.
这个自然就问到到底他什么时候可以动身。
So this comes to the next question. When will he start his journey?
但是不管怎么样。
But doesn't matter.
我们要从圣经里面找到一段圣经。
We'd like to find from the scripture one passage.
给我们一些暗示。
To give us some hint.
知道说我们的主恐怕已经动身了。
So that we know whether he's already started his journey or not.
所以昨天晚上我们说到1800个预言里面其中的两个预言。
Last night we talked about the two prophecies among 1800 prophecies.
就是刚才我们所读的那两处的圣经。
Those are the two passages of scriptures we
read. 我们知道到1948年的时候主的那一段话果然应验了。
We know in 1948, the Lord's prophecy was fulfilled.
主说我们要从无花果树学个比方。
The Lord said we should learn a lesson from the fig tree.
无花果树和别的树不同在哪里呢？
What's different about fig tree from other trees?
就是无花果树可以告诉我们现在是夏天了还是冬天了。
Fig tree can tell us whether it's summer or winter.
如果远远地看见整个无花果树它的枝子都是光秃的。
If from far you see the no leaves on the fig tree,
你肯定知道说那是冬天。
You for sure know that it's winter.
如果你看见那枯的枝子上面能够长上像樱桃那么大的小无花果青果。
If you see on the bare branch a small fig like the olive,
那么这个你就可以肯定说大概是春天了。
Then you can be sure that it's spring.
那远远你看见很多树叶非常的茂密。
But if you from afar see lots of leaves,
你知道无花果的树叶是特别大的。
You know the fig tree leaves are big.
所以亚当堕落以后
，So when Adam fell,
他为着遮盖自己的羞耻
，In order to cover his shame,
所以他就用无花果树叶试着要编织裙子来遮盖他自己的羞耻。
So he made a covering for himself using fig tree.
结果天起了凉风
，But the cold wind started.
所以我们知道说，怎么样也不能遮盖他们犯罪以后所留下来的羞耻。
So it could not cover the shame they left after the sin.
所以无花果树叶如果茂密的话
，So if the fig tree leaves are blossoming,
你知道很多人就可以在无花果树下默想。
Then many people can meditate under the fig tree.
这就是拿但业所做的事。
This is what Nathaniel said.
所以你只要看见远远的无花果树满了树叶。
So if you see from afar, the fig tree is full of leaves.
你知道夏天已经近了。
You know summer is near.
所以我们怎么知道主要动身呢？
So how do we know whether the Lord has started his journey or not?
现在主给我们看见，你看看无花果树。
The Lord told us.Take a look at the fig tree.
你看见以色列。
Take a look at Israel.
神永远拿它来做时钟的，拿来做闹钟的。
The Lord always used Israel as alarm clock.
所以你看看以色列，你就知道现在是什么时候。
So if you look at Israel, then you know what time it is now.
你看看以色列，你知道现在是夜更是什么时候。
If you look at Israel, then you know what time it is at night.
所以很清楚主说，当树枝发嫩长叶的时候，你们就知道夏天近了。
So very clearly the Lord said, when you see the fig tree branches turning tender and putting out leaves, you know the summer is near.
因为主曾经咒诅无花果树。
Because the Lord cursed a fig tree in the past.
无花果树果然枯干。
And the fig tree dried up.
因着主的咒诅。
Because of the Lord's curse.
所以主后135年以色列这个国家正式的就走入历史。
In AD 130, this nation of Israel walked into history.
但到1948年的时候。
But when 1948,
5月14号
May 14th,
全世界都能知道说以色列经过了差不多2000年亡国的历史，终于他又复国。
The world learned that after 2,000 years, Israel became a nation again.
所以1948年是个很重要的一年。
Therefore, 1948 is a very important year.
从政治上来说，以色列复国了。
Politically, the Israel nation was reborn.
联合国这么多国家里面又多了一个国家。
In the United Nations, there's one more nation.
但是我们不要忘记。
But do not forget.
神是用无花果树叫我们学个比方。
The Lord is using the fig tree to teach us a lesson.
神要用无花果树叫我们学功课。
He wants to teach us.
你看看无花果树。
When you look at the fig tree,
你看看以色列,
when you look at Israel,
你就知道说主回来日子很近。
You know the Lord's return is very near.
那到底有多近呢?
How close it is.
我们的主说, 那个时候人子已经站在门口了。
It says the Lord will be at the door.
那个门口是多数的。
The door is plural.
现在我们不知道我们的主在大门口的、二门口的、三门口的还是四门口，我们不知道。
We don't know whether the Lord is at the first door or second door or third door. We don't know.
但是从1948年以后,
but after 1948,
你知道我们的主真的很快就要回来了。
You know that our Lord will return very soon.
因为客人已经到了门口了。
Because the guest is already at the door.
那现在一个很合理的推断。
So there is a reasonable deduction.
那现在我们要问说,
we'd like to ask,
如果我的客人已经到了我家的门口,
if my guest has already arrived at my door,
他肯定从他家里已经动身。
Of course, he's already started his journey.
所以请记得,
so, therefore, remember,
根据主自己说的话,
according to the Lord's own word,
1948年以色列复国的时候,
1948, when the Israel was reborn,
主已经站在门口了。
The Lord is already at the door.
就告诉我们说,
it tells us,
我们主已经动身。
Our Lord has already started his journey.
那如果主已经动身的话,
if the Lord has already started his journey,
很快的就要来到。
Very soon he'll be here.
现在65年过去,
65 years have passed.
好像主还没有回来。
The Lord has not returned yet.
但是不要忘记,
but do not forget.
这65年比过去2000年要快得很多很多。
The 65 years is very short compared with the last 2000 years.
在过去2000年,
in the past 2000 years,
也许100年才发现一件大事。
Maybe one major event occurs in 100 years.
200年才发生一件大事。
Or maybe 200 years.
也许就600年才发生一件大事。
Maybe a major event only occurs in 600 years.
但是就在这65, 就在最近的65年。
But in the past 65 years,
我们好像都来不及看。
There's more than what we can look at.
你看一样一样的果然就表演在我们的面前。
One thing after another manifest in front of us.
在590个重大事件里面。
In the 590 major events.
只剩下20个事件没有应验。
There are only 20 prophecies that remain to be fulfilled.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers.
在这65年之内。
In the 65 years.
你看见我们看见说好像这剩下20个预言很快一样一样的就应验了。
As if we're saying that the last 20 prophecies are fulfilling before our eyes.
所以你看见吗?神不是用这个来摇醒我们吗?
Isn't the Lord using this to awake us?
今天教会还能昏睡吗?
Can the church still be slumbering?
今天你还能平安爱你的世界吗?
Can you still love this world?
今天你还是顾到自己的事吗?
Can you still only look upon your own matters?
主的话是果真要来,要实现的。
The Lord's word will be fulfilled.
尤其在这最近，自从1948年，
especially since 1948,
一直到今天，
till now,
你看见说许多的事就发生。
You see many things occurred.
那不光这样，
not only this,
我们的主在路加福音21章也讲到耶路撒冷的事。
Our Lord also talked about Jerusalem in Luke chapter 21.
主大概在主后30年钉在十字架上。
Our Lord was nailed to the cross in AD 30,
40年之后,
after 40 years,
就是主后70年的时候,
in AD 70,
结果耶路撒冷的城被烧毁了,
Jerusalem was burned to the ground.
然后耶路撒冷的圣殿的石头一块不留在一块的石头上。
Not one stone was left on another stone.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers
and sisters, 你看见我们的主老早就预言。
Our Lord prophesied a long time ago.
我多次愿意聚集你，像母鸡聚集小鸡一样。
Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how I wanted to gather you, as a hen gathers chicks.
他最后一次进耶路撒冷。
The last time he entered Jerusalem.
路加告诉我们，他骑着驴子从橄榄山慢慢慢慢地往耶路撒冷逼近。
Luke told us he entered Jerusalem from Mount Olive on a donkey.
他看见那边城墙。 是耶路撒冷东边的一片城墙。
He saw the eastern wall of Jerusalem.
但是因为他是最大的先知。
Because he is the greatest prophet.
就像耶利米一样。
Just as Jeremiah.
耶利米写耶利米书的时候。
When Jeremiah wrote the book of Jeremiah,
那个时候我们知道说那个巴比伦还没有开始。
We know at that time Babylon was still not a nation.
他只知道说从北方有开烧的锅从北边要过来。
He only knew that in the north there's a boiling pot that's coming.